Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Begin with the Irish Times, which says that some adult asylum seekers are coming here claiming to be minor, adding to severe demands on an already under strain system for unaccompanied child asylum seekers. These are internal government briefings which have warned over the last 2 years there's been a significant increase in the number of underage asylum seekers arriving into the state without guardians, and then in some cases adults were claiming to be under 18 in initial interviews with staff from the International Protection Office. So it's putting a lot of pressure on TUSLA and the services for child asylum seekers. Front of the Irish Independent says that the HSE is failing to chase private health insurers for millions. This is millions of euro owed by private health insurers to hospitals for treating patients who they insure is being written off, with the taxpayer picking up the bill. So last year, €3.5 million in payments from health insurers to hospitals had to be written off. And hospitals certainly need money. We could do with all the money we can in the health service, but we're having to write off millions now because they're not chasing up these private health insurers. Apparently, there's €51 million worth of claims outstanding that need to be signed off on. The Irish Daily Mail: child abduction claim fake news. Gardaí have condemned the dissemination of fake news after bogus child abduction claims circulated online. On Sunday, allegations began to spread online that foreign nationals had abducted and sexually assaulted a child in Finglas. This was shared by some prominent far-right accounts. Gardaí were later forced to intervene because there was unrest at two locations in Finglas. And there was an assault that took place at a shop near Cardiff's Bridge at the same time. One line of inquiry is that the victim may have been misidentified as being involved in the bogus allegations. So Gardaí having to take the unusual step of warning on social media about false reports doing the rounds. And as you know, these things spread like wildfire online these days. The Irish Daily Mirror says that Oasis are set to play Ireland as part of their comeback tour next year. Croke Park is being tipped as the venue. Noel and Liam appear to have buried the hatchet to reform the group for the first time since 2009. Obviously, we're waiting for this announcement at 8 a.m. And then the front of the Irish Sun says that Oasis will today unveil a series of tour dates, much to the delight of their Irish mother. Friends of Peggy in the family's second home of Charlestown and Mayo told of their joy yesterday at the brothers' reunion, and the local pub owner John Finan gave an interview to the Irish Sun saying their mother will be absolutely delighted. And the Sun, as well as the Mirror, says that it's rumoured that Oasis are going to play Croke Park next August. So we'll wait and see what that announcement is. Lovely news for a syndicate of Irish bar workers who've scooped a €1 million lotto jackpot in Canada. And it's the first time they ever did the lotto, their first ever ticket, and they won $1 million. Not €1 million, $1 million in Canada. The staff from Foy's Bar in Vancouver have described the win as life-changing. So congratulations to them. Inside, more in the papers about if you have penalty points, are you paying more on your insurance? Obviously, the answer is yes. Nearly 500,000 drivers are paying hundreds more for car insurance every year because they have penalty points on their license. The Indo tells us that a cost comparison analysis by People Insurance found that having three penalty points can drive up insurance premiums by around 10%. And if you have 10 penalty points, you can end up paying double, paying twice as much as someone who has a clean license. They were looking there at a typical driver in a 1.6-litre Hyundai Tucson with an address in Tullamore in Offaly. And if that person had no penalty points, they'd be paying €965. That's expensive enough. But then if you had three penalty points, it'd be €1,061. And then if you had 10 penalty points, it would be €2,029. In the Times of London, there's an interesting report about typing. Apparently, young people don't know how to type, which is quite interesting because they're glued to their phones and their devices all day and yet they can't type. It's all predictive text and it's not the same as typing with a keyboard. Teachers and colleagues of people who are born between 1997 and 2012 say they are shocked by how poor young people's typing skills are. And of course, they're not taught how to type anymore. In the US, teachers say they've often assumed that young people can type because they spend so long on their devices, but students say they often use their tablets or their phones instead, making them able to scroll and tap, but less skilled at typing. So there are calls in the Times of London to bring back typing as a skill in schools, because then you end up with a job in an office and you haven't a clue how to type. Some people are able to type like 90 words a minute, but apparently young people are hitting 13 words or 20 words a minute because they're not able to type. If you're too hot in bed, I keep having to keep the window open at night time, but apparently that's the wrong idea because the Mail says wearing socks can help you cool down and sleep better. Now, it's also described, of course, as a mood killer in the bedroom, having the socks on, but it might cool you down. Keeping your feet covered regulates body temperature even better than opening a window. So you should wear socks to bed in the summer, which can help regulate your body temperature and, as they say, works more effectively than having the window open. Two final stories, one from the Times of London. The bond, this is hardly a surprise, but they've done the research on it now. The bond that parents have with their child is the most potent and all-consuming form of love. So there's lots of different types of love, obviously, but that love between parent and child trumps the feelings we may have for our partners, our friends, or pets. Using MRI scans, researchers have for the first time identified the regions of the brain that are fired up by six different types of love. The love for children, romantic partners, close friends, pets, strangers in need, and nature. And they found that the parental love is the mother and father of all loves, is what we are told in the Times of London. And final story, also from that paper, if you smoke, you probably won't want to go to this town in California because it's banning people from smoking in their own homes, even on their porches, saying that the health benefits outweigh concerns about the government getting too involved in their lives. The town is called Carlsbad, which is a surfing hotspot near San Diego, and it is prohibiting people from lighting up inside their homes in apartment blocks or and other shared buildings where multiple family lives. So if you have your own house, you can do what you want, but if you're in an apartment building, even if you have a balcony or a porch, you're not allowed smoke from January. You won't even be allowed vape indoors or on balconies, porches and decks. As I say, it doesn't apply to single family homes or hotels and motels. And the local politicians there say they know they're overreaching, but they don't care because the health benefits outweigh it. Maybe we'll see that in Ireland as well.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.